Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So happy and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today that we will be talking on today. And have your paper and pencil, that way you can write the scriptures down. I won't read all the scriptures, but you will be able to go back and read the scriptures for yourself. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for giving me a word to be able to speak today on this broadcast today that would help everyone that may listen in this morning or come back by archives and hear what the Word of God is saying. We give you the praise today. We give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our broadcast is on, does God really require absolute obedience? Yes. Yes, he does. You know, we are all living a web of relationships dependent upon obedience to, when we say obedience, that means to authority. Like a loving parent, God sets standards for our good and to protect us from evil and harm. God desires obedience motivated not by fear, but by love and trust. Ironically, you know, obedience actually frees us up to enjoy life as God intended, because it keeps us from becoming entangled or enslaved to those things that distract us. Heartaches, even though God's command is sometimes difficult or doesn't make sense from our human perspective, obedience will always bring blessing, joy, and peace. And our tag words today, you'll hear me mention in our broadcast, is faithful, obey, obedience, and authority. So I'm going to start off with our scriptures. I hope you have your paper and pencils handy. That way you can go through them and read them at your leisure. We're going to start off with Deuteronomy 6, chapter 6, verses 1 through 25. Deuteronomy chapter 11. 26 and 28. Then Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 68. And in that you will find, do what is right and God in the Lord's sight, so all will go well with you. It's telling you about, does God really require absolute obedience? As you read those scriptures, you're going to see what I'm saying as you read the scriptures. I know it takes a long time, and I'm only doing the broadcast for 30 minutes today, but you can read those at your leisure. You know, over in Numbers 20, 1 through 13, I may read a few of those, not all of them. I'll turn over to that this morning in case you don't have your Bibles right there with you. So I'll turn over to Numbers chapter 20. Let's go to 20. Of Numbers, for those that may not have their Bibles. And we're going to read starting with verse 1 through 13. And you can always follow. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, and to the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people of Baal and Kadesh and Moriah died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people charged with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we have died, when our brethren died before the Lord? Other words, they was asking God, would God have us to die here? And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and his cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place. It is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of plum granted, where never is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their face, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And Moses spake unto, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together. Bring the people, the congregation together. And Aaron thy brother spake ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that they shall give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, and he commanded them. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebel, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I had given you thee. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. You know, when you read that, God said to Moses, because you did not trust me enough, you will not lead them into the land. Disobedience always brings negative consequence, even for a spiritual leader. We have to be so careful when we doing what God say do. He was supposed to strike that rock one time. He struck it twice, and that was disobedience. That means the Lord was showing him that he would not enter the promised land. You know, over in Ephesians 5 and 6, if you want to turn to Ephesians, if you have your Bible, I'm going to turn over in my Bible to Ephesians. And we're going to go from the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. And the 6th verse in the 5th chapter say, let no man deceive you with vain words, with an S on it. Because of these things, with an S on it, more than one, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You know, but the terrible anger of God come upon all those who disobey him. That means when we disobey God, we're going to suffer the consequence. So it behooves all of us to listen to what the Lord is saying. Excuse me, I had a yawn come up. You know, that's the enemy. Then we went to Philippians 2 and 5. Let's see what Philippians saying about this here. 2 and 5 say, and I know this is a familiar passage. We're going to go from Philippians 2, 5 through 13. I won't read all of them, but I'll read just a few of the verses. The 2 and 5 say, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6 say, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Verse 7 say, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And verse 8 said, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And when we went to verse 9, it said, wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10 said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things upon the earth. And verse 11 says, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory. 12 say, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And verse 13 say, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's telling you over in Philippians, though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his right as God. He obeyed, humbled himself. He obeyed his Father and humbled himself. And then we have a verses over in Hebrews. Let's turn to Hebrews, the 5th chapter, the 7th through the 9th verse. And it says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayer and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Oh, he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Here they're talking about obedience right there. And God heard his prayer. Because of his reverence for God, Jesus is our model for obedience, even when obedience means suffering. That means we're going to be obedient even if we suffer. We, as men and women of God that's listening today, we all have suffered and still suffering. But we're going to be obedient to God's will. We're not going to do something that God don't want us to do. We're going to be obedient to his will. And you know, God heard his prayer because of his reverence for God. Jesus is our model. We use God as our model for obedience, you all. And I'm going to go on to the next level. It's talking about, does obedience to God get me into heaven? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me that. We're going to turn over to Galatians and see what the word of God is saying over in Galatians. For those that have their Bibles, turn on over to Galatians. And we're going to read, thus said the Lord. You know, in chapter 2, verses 16 through 21, you can read those at your leisure also. I'm giving you the scriptures. That way you can go back and read them as you come across them. You'll get a better understanding on what the Lord is saying. And it says, no one will ever be saved by obeying the law. No one. That's what the Bible says. No one will be saved, ever be saved by obeying the law. Obedience to religious laws can never save us. See how that thing came right about? But when we accept Christ, we are increasingly motivated to obey God out of love for him. Over in John 14, 15 through 16, let's go over to John and see what John is saying in the 14th chapter of John. Let's see what John is telling us over there. Let's see what it's saying. Hold on a minute.
Hello?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I see you on the broadcast. Yes, I am. Let me go back to John, the 14th chapter. And excuse me, you all, for taking that call. Chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. It says, if you love me, command me. That's being obedient. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That means we going to be obedient, y'all. If you love me, obey my commandment. That's what he's telling us. Our obedience to Christ is to be an expression of love. And I found something over in Hebrews. Let me go to that. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Let's turn to that and see what it's saying. The 7th through the 10th verse, I'll read it. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, as yet moving with fear, prepared an ark to the same of the house by that which he condemned the world, and became heir to the righteousness which is by faith. And it goes on to say, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out, and to a place which he should after receive for inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, that means showing he's still being obedient, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So then we go down to verse 10. He said, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know, our obedience to Christ is to be expressed of our love. And it was by faith that Abraham obeyed. Obedience is anchored in faith. My. That means if you have faith, as small as that mustard seed, like I be calling it, that crazy faith, and have that obedience to Christ. My. And you say, well, what if I have lived a life of disobedience? Let's go to Matthew's for that chapter, for that answer. Matthew's, the 21st chapter. Let's turn over to that and see what it, 21st chapter, and the 28th to the 31st verse. I'm going to go ahead and read that. That's saying, but what if I have lived by a life of disobedience? Okay, let's read what the word's saying. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. That's being disobedient right there. But afterwards, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twine did the will of his father? They said unto him, the first, Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto you, that the publican and the harlot go into the kingdom of God before you. And here you see the son answered, no, I won't go. But later he changed his mind and went. Anyway, it's never too late to repent and obey God. We're going to stick a pin right there. It's never too late to obey God. We have to do what God have commanded us to do. A lot of us have assignments God have given to us. Are we obeying, doing the commandment as well as the assignment? Or do we put it off and say, somebody else can get it, or I'll do it later? But if God commanded you to do it now, that means stop what you're doing. Get on the assignment God give you. He'll give you ample time
to finish what you was doing, or he'll put somebody else on that task. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, we have to be obedient to God's will. You know, God is faithful to those who obey him. You find that in Deuteronomy, the 7th and 8th. Obeying God and ignoring evil advice brings lasting joy. When you obey God and ignore evil advice, it brings fasting and joy and lasting joy. You'll find that in Psalms 1:1-84 and Psalms 11. That means we have to be on doing what God say do. Obeying brings great reward. You'll find that in Jeremiah 7. And I'm going to turn over that to chapter 7 and verse 13. Let's read what it say in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13. And the word of God says, not, this is the word from the Lord. Now, chapter 7, verse 23. Bring this thing, commandments, I them saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all thy ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. My, this is talking about obedience. God brings good out of bad for those who obey him. That means a bad situation. Let me turn over to Romans 8. We're going over to Romans 8 and see what it says. Okay, Romans 8 and 28. And the word of God says, and we know. How many times have you said that and read the word? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That means you love God. You're called to his purpose. And it's right there in the word. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. That means you love God. You're going to obey God to them who are the called according to his purpose. My. That brings reward, you are. Obeying brings great reward. When you obey God and what God say, you know, like we want to poke our chest out like we done did something big. But when you done did something for God, oh, my. You got a great reward, you all. You got a great reward when you obey God. You know, God bring out a bad for those who obey him. He'll bring you out of bad when you repent and go to God and you do what God say. My. You know, we're going to go to Hebrews 8 and 10. Let's see what Hebrews 8 and 10 is say. Then I'm going to tell you what I have on that one. Hebrews 8 and 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, say the Lord, I will put my law, he got an S on it, more than one law, into their minds and write them in their hearts. That means more than one S, all our hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. You know, God will give you the desire to obey his word. When you obey God's word, just obey him, you all. But when you be disobedient to the word of God, so many things come up against us that you want to say, my. I want to be obedient. I want to eat the fat and the good of the land. But the only way you can do that, you have to be obedient. Oh, my. If anyone on my switchboard would like to say something, today on Obedience, press 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. I would love to hear from someone on this broadcast today. The switchboard is lit up, and I know somebody has something to say by being obedient to God. Someone, I know someone, I can bring you in. Hit 1 on your keypad. I'm waiting for someone to come on, because God will hear you. You have to be obedient to the word of God. You see what happened to Moses? Not being obedient. What all he done, what all he did for God's people, how he struck that rock. One, supposed to have been one time. He hit it twice. And God said, you will not go into the promised land. My. Well, I don't have anybody want to tell me about how they being obedient to the word of God. I know if somebody ought to be wanting to give that, feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in. Our tag words today was faithful. We have to be a faithful to God's word. We have to obey God's word. We have to be obedient to God's word. And God gives us authority when we obedient. When we obedient to his word. My. I want to be obedient because I want to eat the good of the land. I want to be with God in heaven. I want to be obedient. And I know some of you all, y'all figure I'm putting you on the spot. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot because sometimes God have to put us on the spot to do some things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, over in Romans 1:5, it's telling the grace for obedience. Over in Hebrews 5:8, they're talking about learn the obedience. And over in Galatians 4:10, obedient days and months. Let me turn to Galatians 4:10 and read what it says. In case some of you all don't have your Bibles with you, let's go to that Galatians. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know some of you all want to go ahead and say something. Just hit 1 on your keypad. Just hit that 1. Waiting to hear from you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Obedience. We can't be in fear, y'all. We have to trust him. We have to love and trust. Obedience actually frees us up to enjoy life as God intended. So I don't have anybody today want to talk about obedience today, how it's working in their life when you being obedient. Because see, when you be disobedient, you got a price to pay. God will give you the desires to be obedient. And we give God the praise this morning. We give him the glory this morning because I want to be on one accord with the Lord. So that means I have to be obedient. To lead people, I have to tell them right. I have to tell them what thus said the Lord. It may hurt them. It may hurt me to tell them. But in the long run, it's going to help me and help them to know the truth, the spirit of truth, to be obedient. So since there is no one would like to say anything today, I went over a little bit because I said I was going to do it for 30 minutes. Area code 918, I want you to call me when you hang up off the line. I want to share something with you. Area code 918, give me a call when we hang up. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today on obedience. We thank you that we are learning something new and different. That does God really require absolute obedience? Yes, he does. And obedience seems like an authority concept? Yes. And does obedience to God give get me into heaven. No, because when you disobeying God, you're not going to get into heaven. And if you have a life of disobedience, you already know what the consequence is going to be. But it's never too late to repent and obey God on what he has given you to do. We want to thank God today for this broadcast. We thank everyone that came on for the broadcast today. We come to give God the praise today and the glory. It's not about us. It's all about God. So we want to say thank you today for all that you're doing for each one of us that's on this blog talk line today. Keep them covered with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know my little cliche, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So be blessed until next Wednesday. Be blessed. We'll have another exciting topic on, and hope you all would like to say something next week. Now let me do all the talking. Until next week, be blessed. Area code 918. Make sure you call me. Bye-bye.